Reformed Church.
I wanted just to show you something. You know, and this is very, a little bit of a silly example, but I mean, obviously you're seeing me here, right? You can tell what I'm like, what I look like, right? You can tell all my characteristics, right? And this, just putting this on, right, doesn't change me at all, right? I mean, I'm still who I am. All that I did was put a coat on, right? The reason why, and I'll just leave my coat on because it feels a little good, but this is just, you know, I had a 10-hour drive, and I had, just thinking a lot, and one of the thoughts that I had among many was just really this, like, we have a perfect spirit, right? I mean, in every single way, just as he is, right? We're actually born of God, right? So that means that the spirit that we have is just as he is, his qualities, his characteristics, right? You even read in Galatians, the Lord talks about it in different places, about being, in Romans also, about being mindful of the spirit, right? Being spiritually minded. But if you think about that, right, it's mindful of that, which sure is not seen, but mindful of that which is spiritual, but mindful also, you know, we can be mindful of who we are in the spirit as we behold the Lord. And the thing that honestly that just, I don't know, just, you know, when the Lord just shows you something, it just sticks with you. And maybe to other people, when you talk to them about it, it's like, oh, yeah, that, I know that. Like, we talk about it all the time. But your body, right, your flesh, I should say, sorry, your flesh is nothing but a coat for your spirit. Like, in other words, who you really are, right, is like who you are underneath the coat. That's who you are. But the coat, right, the flesh that you put on top of that, I mean, Paul refers to it, and I can read you a verse, right, where he refers to it just as his tent, right? So what the person is, the person in the tent, right? The person is the person that's wearing the coat, right? But the coat doesn't define you. The coat doesn't really stand at all for who you are. It's just a coat. It's just a layer. And obviously, and you can care for it, right? And you can take care of it. But it doesn't define you, right? And it's just an interesting thing that when you think about how, you know, who we are in the spirit and who the Lord has made us, and how our spirit is perfect, you really see how, the thought that I was having is like, wow, how great is our perfection, where the only thing that is not perfected is your coat, right? And you there's a carnal mind, obviously, that needs to be renewed, right? But to be able to see that, like, who you are holistically, right, is that you are a spirit that has a body on, right? But there's, you know, when you're interacting with the world judges everything by the coat, right? Because every single thing, because the spirit that the world is of, obviously, is all about what is natural, what is sensual, meaning of the senses. Like, you can see it, you can hear it, you can touch it, you can taste it, right? So when we that are spiritual, in other words, we're spiritual people that are in an earthly house, right? An earthly tent. We have an earthly coat, but we are spiritual people, right? And when you're rubbing elbows a lot with people that are not spiritual like you, you know, it's awesome to just, like, as often as we can, to be mindful and remind yourself who you are, because it's so easy sometimes to just, you know, to kind of slip into a place where your carnal mind is comfortable, right, and comfortable with everything that's around you, but it's an awesome thing to remind yourself, like, I am, Lord, I am perfect, I'm a perfect person in an earthly tent, in an earthly wearing an earthly coat, but it doesn't change who I am. So it's just a cool thing. Like if you take this coat off, right? And Paul talked about, you know, that the Lord was talking to him about how he would shed his earthly coat, right? He would shed this tent, you know. But it doesn't change at all who he is and who he has been for such a long time. Let me just read this to you real quick. In 2 Peter 1:13 is where that's what I just quoted you, where he calls his body a tent, right? It's funny, just, you know, again, when the Lord shows you something, like I hear that word tent and I'm thinking it's just a covering. It's like putting a hat on, right? It's just like putting a jacket on. It's just an outer layer that you're putting on. But who you are is who is inside, right? Who's wearing that coat, right? He says in 2 Peter 1:13, he says, yes, I think that it is right, as long as I am in this tent, as long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, right, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. So it's a cool thing, even what he says there, that while he's in the in this tent that might be deceiving to people, to look at you and think you think just like me, you act just like me, you are just like me, that people that are earthly and not spiritual, natural and not spiritual, would look at you and think that you're just like they are, right? And they talk to you as though you're natural. They treat you as though you're natural. But it's an awesome thing to be able to have kind of like your perceptors, if we can just call it that, right? Have your perceptors up to know that when people of the world treat you, they are treating you naturally. And we can think that on the surface there's nothing wrong with someone treating you naturally, apart from the fact that you're not. Right? I mean, because you can think, well, what's wrong with that? They're just speaking to me naturally. But remember, they're treating you and speaking to you as someone that you are not, right? So being mindful of that is an awesome thing, because you understand, like, okay, you're talking to me like someone that I'm not. You're addressing me and speaking about things and about me and about what's going on in your life and everybody else's life like someone that is. That someone that is natural, and having your perceptors up to know how you rightly divide what someone's saying, right, is a helpful thing, very helpful thing. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, he says, for I know that if our earthly house, again, just he refers to it as a tent and refers to it as a house. Like, the person living in the house is the one that's doing the living, not the coat. Not the house, right? You're in a house. You're in a tent. You're wearing a coat. But the one that's doing the living is Christ in you, right? It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. But you see how clear that becomes? The reason why Paul could just say it's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives in me. I'm a spiritual being. I'm a spiritual person living in an earthly tent. How would it not be Christ living and not me? Right? And I get it that a lot of times it is not like that, right? Because we're living naturally and we're thinking naturally. But I think a lot of times we live and we think naturally being spiritual beings because we're judging ourselves that way. You're judging yourself that way. You're judging a circumstance that way. You're judging other people that way, right? And especially, again, when you're around people that you're judging them naturally, you know, it's not good enough just to think, oh yeah, I'm around people that are just natural people, so we're just going to talk natural. It's seeing them like as sheep without a shepherd. It's seeing people that are natural that don't have to be. Seeing people that are natural as something that is working against them and not helping them, right? Not thinking like natural is just normal. No, natural is actually not good for them, and it's hurting them, right? So when you see someone, and you see someone that is natural, and you see them as someone that needs to be helped, you perceive what they're saying from a different point of view, right? Like, you're talking from a point of view that doesn't understand. You're talking from a point of view that doesn't really comprehend what Jesus has done. You don't know any of that, so therefore you're talking kind of like foolishly and as a child because you don't know. But it's awesome to be able to think that way and to understand. I'll just read this one too quickly. So it's actually two verses. 1 Corinthians 15:50 It says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." And even you, see how even in Romans it says that because of the spirit that we have, that is a spirit of life, right? In other words, you as a person, you're full of the life of God. So because you're full of the life of God, right? That the person you are gives life to your mortal body. But if you think about that for a second, you are spiritual. You are as he is. He's made, you're born of him, right? Let me ask you like this. When you think about Christ in you, do you think about him as an incomplete person? Christ in you, like he's incomplete. But it's his spirit that's in you. His heavenly body is not in you, right? His spirit is on the inside of you. Like, none of us think of Jesus as like an incomplete person. Like, oh, it's Christ that lives in me. And he's only living in you by his spirit, right? And he's united with your spirit in you. So we wouldn't, we should never, if we judge Christ in me as the person of, you know, God the Father and God the Son are living in me, and they're complete as they're in me. They're not less complete because they don't live in me with their heavenly body. Then we should judge ourselves like that. Okay, like, I don't have a heavenly body yet, but I am complete in him, right? Just as he's complete, I'm complete. So I'm not saying that I'm complete in him because I'm just talking about myself, but I can say that I'm complete because he's complete, right? He's complete with or without the body that he has on, right? With or without his heavenly body, he's complete, and therefore I am complete because he is as well, right? Even though I don't have a heavenly body yet, even though you don't have a heavenly body yet. So the verse that we were just reading, he says there in 1 Corinthians, he says that this body can't inherit the kingdom of God, but that's fine, but that's why we work the way we do. That's why our spirit, which is immortal, right, wants to swallow up this that is mortal, right? It wants to swallow up mortality. That's why it wants to swallow it up, because right, that is, as mortality is swallowed up by immortality through the knowledge of Jesus, right? You continually become more and more on the outside. You begin to look more and more like yourself, right? Like, this is not what I look like, right? In other words, this earthly body doesn't express my true characteristics. This earthly body doesn't really truly express who I am, right? The heavenly body of Jesus does, right? But ours does not, and it needs to be conformed to that, right?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.